And now, kiddies, just like back in those days of yore, the whole family can once again huddle around that beautiful mahogany cabinet, slowly turn that great heavy dial, and stare blankly at the speaker as in your mind vague forms begin to shape themselves. Can you see the mad alchemist with the bent frame, Dr. Mazzulla?
Yeah, well, Good God!
Or the strange child, little Frida. She wears pigtails, smokes Havana cigars, and has no pupils in her eyes. Yet, she can see thought forms.
You will arrive at a place where you'll be able to be anywhere, whenever you wish. For the place where you'll be is outside time and space.
The mischievous holy man, Chief Wampum.
Namaste. I'm so pleased. Are you a cowboy?
A cowboy?
Yes, because I'm an Indian, you see.
The caretaker, old far-seeing art. Jives, the butler, the Madonna Vampira.
Don't be so hesitant. I'll give you back when you want you. Come now, you'd like to do it, wouldn't you?
The half-sister to Lady Jowls, Meanie Eeny.
Brazil! Brazil! Oh. Where hearts were entertaining June. We stood
I see it's not easy to get a straight answer from you.
Jack Flanders.
Why are you holding that big cleaver?
And finally, the owner of Inverness Estate, Lady Jowls.
I assure you, there is no fourth tower of Inverness.
High upon a mountain, above the pines and mist that surrounds the Bay of Inverness, there stands an incredible mansion. Its three towers appear to pierce the sky. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space.
Fourth Tower of Inverness!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?